Ever find yourself wondering if there's some kind of secret, like a magic formula, for investing? Something that's been right there in front of us the whole time.
I like where this is going.
Well, today we're taking a deep dive into something pretty interesting, the S&P 500. And get this, its performance over 30-year periods. Turns out, there might be something to this magic idea after all.
Intriguing. I'm all ears.
So we've got this data analysis, right? And it tracks S&P 500 returns way back to 1926. You know what's crazy? It reveals some surprisingly consistent growth.
Yeah. You see, that's what gets me. Most people, they get so caught up in the day-to-day or even year-to-year market swings. But the real story is in the long game. The S&P 500, just in case anyone's new to this, it's basically like a snapshot of the U.S. stock market, 500 of the biggest companies all bundled together.
Wow.
And when you zoom out, like way out, and look at it over these 30-year stretches, some really interesting patterns pop up.
It's wild, right? Because this analysis we have shows that if you had invested in the S&P 500 at any point since 1956 and just held on for 30 years, you would have at least 10 times your initial investment.
10 freaking fold minimum. And hold on tight, because in some of those 30-year periods, the returns were a mind-blowing 40 times the original investment. Now, that's what I call a return.
Those are some seriously impressive numbers. But what's the secret sauce? What's driving this kind of consistent growth over the long haul?
Well, one of the big players here is the magic of compound interest. It's like, you know when you roll a snowball down a hill, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
I see where you're going with this.
Exactly. It's like your returns each year, they start generating their own returns.
Yeah.
And then those gains, they pile up on each other year after year. And boom, that's how you get exponential growth. This is why time is so incredibly crucial when it comes to investing.
So it's not just about picking the right stocks. It's about giving your investments that runway, that time to really take off.
You hit the nail on the head. Now, let's dive into some specifics, bring this to life a bit. Picture this. 1961, the market wasn't exactly on fire. Now imagine someone else investing in 1969, right before things went a bit south. You'd think those two investments would have wildly different outcomes, right?
I mean, you almost expect them to be polar opposites, considering how different the economies were in those years.
Right. And here's the kicker. After 30 years, both of those investments ended up with returns around 30 times the initial amount. Crazy, huh? It really highlights how powerful this long-term trend is.
It's mind-blowing how, even with all the ups and downs, the market still seems to find this balance over the long term.
Yeah, it is pretty fascinating. But, you know, we got to be careful here. We're looking at what happened in the past, and as much as we might want to, we can't use it to predict the future.
Right, so we shouldn't just assume this trend is going to keep going forever.
Exactly. The market, it's a wild ride,
yeah.
Tons of factors influencing it, and honestly, some of them are impossible to see coming. It's like, you know, trying to predict the weather perfectly.
Okay, I get it.
Like, we can look at historical data, use fancy models, but there's always a chance of a curveball, that unexpected storm.
Makes sense. But even knowing that, isn't it still pretty encouraging to see this kind of long-term growth? I mean, it kind of makes you question that whole idea of the market being this unpredictable gamble, doesn't it?
I see what you mean. What's really interesting about this data is it forces you to think long-term. Instead of trying to time the market, which, let's be real, is pretty much impossible, maybe we should be focusing on understanding and utilizing the potential of slow and steady growth.
So for someone who's just starting out with investing, how does this 30-year trend apply to them?
It can actually be really empowering. Think about it. If you're just dipping your toes in, this data might give you the confidence to dive right in, knowing that historically, over the long haul, the market tends to go up.
And what about those who are closer to retirement? What does this data tell them?
For them, it might be reassuring, encouraging them to stay the course. Even if there are bumps in the road, history suggests a strong possibility of recovery and growth over a 30-year period. Of course, this doesn't mean you should throw caution to the wind, but it does put risk into perspective within these long-term trends.
It sounds like no matter where you are in your financial journey, keeping this long-term perspective in mind is crucial. We're not talking about get-rich-quick schemes, but about understanding the power of long-term compounding to build wealth over decades.
You got it. It's not about ignoring risks or getting caught up in short-term gains. It's about tuning out the noise and focusing on the potential of steady, consistent growth over time.
This deep dive has certainly given us a lot to ponder, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It has. But I think the most important takeaway here is the incredible impact of time on investments. It's less about finding the perfect stock every time and more about allowing your investments to blossom over decades.
It really changes how you think about investing, doesn't it? This 30-year trend, it's like, forget trying to outsmart everyone picking the hottest stock of the day. It's about time, you know? Like, time itself is the advantage.
That's what makes this so interesting to me, really makes you think. If this 30-year pattern really is as consistent as the data suggests, what does that mean for your own, like, personal financial journey? How do you actually use that?
Right, like, wow, this knowledge could change everything, how we approach risk, how we spread our investments around, even how we plan for big life changes down the road.
It's huge. When you really get it, that time itself is like the secret weapon for building wealth. Mm-hmm. It can totally reshape how you make financial decisions, no matter how old you are, how much risk you're comfortable with. It's all different now.
It's amazing, right? This simple data point, like, throws everything we thought we knew out the window. Makes you realize how important it is to think long term, even when the world wants you to freak out about today.
It makes you realize that, definitely. It challenges you to question what you think you know. Look at things from a new angle.
This deep dive, I gotta say, it's given us a lot to chew on.
Yeah.
You know what I love? When a conversation leaves you with more questions than answers, it means you really dug into something interesting.
Totally. It sparks that curiosity, makes you want to learn more, dig deeper.
That's what it's all about. So to everyone listening, we really encourage you to check out the data yourself. Spend some time with it, you know, see what clicks for you, what challenges you're thinking. Who knows? Maybe you'll walk away with a whole new perspective on the market and the power of time.
There's always something new to find, even when you think you know what you're looking at.
And that's the beauty of a good deep dive, right?
Mm.
Uncovering hidden patterns, shaking things up. Maybe even finding a little optimism along the way. Thanks for joining us on this journey. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.